I'm Stacey Lynn. President-elect Donald Trump with another bombshell pick for a top post in his administration. He's nominated loyalist Kash Patel to serve as FBI director.
The two-tier system of justice is the deep state's wrecking ball and operational arm of choice.
That's Patel at a rally earlier this year. So how would he run the FBI if confirmed? CBS's Libby Cathy tells us.
He said he would shut down the Hoover Building on day one and reopen it the next day as a museum to the deep state. He says he would take the 7,000 employees that work in the Herbert Hoover Building in Washington, D.C. and send them out across America to go chase criminals.
He would replace Christopher Wray, who was appointed by Trump in 2017 and is serving a 10-year term. Trump has also tapped Charles Kushner to be the U.S. ambassador to France. He's Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner's father. He's also a convicted felon who was pardoned by Trump in 2020. Well, if you need snow to get in the holiday spirit, you need to head to the Northeast, where they're digging out in places like Pennsylvania and upstate New York. Meteorologist Brian Hurley with the Weather Prediction Center says the middle of the country is also getting hit.
The Clipper system that's going to be bringing some light snows to the northern Dakotas tomorrow, you know, as we get into Monday, that'll sort of get into the Great Lakes region and sort of reinvigorate some lake effect snowfall, especially behind that system by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday.
Many people have been heading to mom and pop shops today on this Small Business Saturday.
Did you find everything okay?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Do you need a little bag?
Manager Adrian says shopping here is a completely different experience than the big box stores.
You are making connections here. You're having a conversation with the employees.
Suzanne Sosville for CBS News, Boston.
World Central Kitchen says it is pausing operations in Gaza after another deadly Israeli strike on one of its vehicles. This comes as a Hamas delegation is in Cairo amid renewed ceasefire talks. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
As conditions become increasingly dire in Gaza, family and friends of hostages still being held captive there took to the streets again. Demonstrators watched a Hamas propaganda video, the first proof of life of Israeli-American hostage Idan Alexander since he was taken captive on October 7.
And in Syria,
Allahu Akbar.
Rebel forces are roaming the streets after taking control of more than half of the city of Aleppo. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
An actor has died after collapsing on stage during a play in Canada.
Julian Arnold was playing two roles in a performance of A Christmas Carol at the Citadel Theatre in Edmonton, Alberta, when he suffered a medical emergency. Paramedics tried to resuscitate him but failed. It's not clear what caused his death. The 60-year-old Arnold was a fixture of Edmonton's theatre community for years. The rest of the run of A Christmas Carol will be dedicated to Arnold's memory. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The World Cheese Awards were just held in Portugal. It was the biggest ever, with more than 1,000 companies from 47 countries entering over 4,700 different cheeses. While the U.S. came in fourth overall behind the top three of Spain, Italy, and Switzerland, the top cheddar was a cheese from Oregon. Tillamook's Maker's Reserve 2014 Extra Sharp White Cheddar got the award. The judges say they chose this particular cheddar as the best for its complex flavor with notes of brown butter and caramel. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-teens. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs upper 20s to near 30. A little more warming into the low 30s to start early next week. Some chances for a brief flurry or snow shower later Tuesday into Wednesday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a run around sewer.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
La 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 local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a clown. Let them say your hair's too long.
Got you, babe. have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Save my life. I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage.
Yeah. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars of
creepy. You look terribly bad. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. What does he wanna be? Your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Come on down to my boat, baby. but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down.
The way. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump is naming more of his administration picks. He's tapping one of his loyalists, Kash Patel, for FBI director.
Patel has railed against the Washington establishment. He spoke at a California Trump rally in October.
The two-tier system of justice is the deep state's wrecking ball and operational arm of choice.
In his social media post, Trump called Patel an America First fighter who will work to bring back fidelity, bravery, and integrity to the FBI.
CBS's Christiane Benavides. Trump has also picked Charles Kushner to be U.S. ambassador to France. He's the father of Trump's son.